It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. So many ways to get in touch. Text, email, Facebook. But there's news about the good old-fashioned phone call. Customers of Comcast's Xfinity service will soon be able to use a Comcast app to make phone calls from their home number over the internet on any Wi-Fi network. So if you're out and about, in theory, it just got a lot easier to make calls from, say, an iPod Touch without using a cell phone network. Just find yourself a Wi-Fi signal. It's a system called Voice over Internet Protocol, or VoIP. Glenn Fleischman writes for Economist.com.
Instead of using this complicated thing called the public switched telephone network, VoIP just transfers your voice bits over the internet where they bounce around. Now, the public telephone network guarantees a kind of voice quality, so it'll always be about the same, and VoIP doesn't have that guarantee. So you don't always get the same quality of calls, although often they can be even better than the public telephone network.
Now, between this and cell phones, it makes you wonder if you need a landline anymore. We know they're reliable. Fleischman says companies like Comcast are trying to make internet connections just as reliable.
They give you often a separate modem or a battery backup modem that allows you to continue to connect and make voice calls even when there's a power outage. And because the service goes through cable wiring, which is fairly robust, it's hard to argue that a voice service offered over the cable system is necessarily less reliable or different than one offered via telephone wiring.
So why is Comcast giving away phone calls? Harold Feld of the public interest group Public Knowledge says business growth.
They are moving from being cable companies to broadband companies, which means your everything company. All of these services, video, voice, internet, ride on the same network. So if they want to continue to have growth, they need to find new markets to move into, and this is the next market.
And the more things you can do through Comcast, the more likely you are to just not bother with other companies that offer the same thing.
If you just had a plain broadband connection, you could use Skype or Google Voice or a number of other competing services. But if you're already a Comcast subscriber and they give you the same kind of functions that you would get from one of these competitors, then rather than try one of these new services, I'll just stick with what I know, which is giving me all of the things they can give me.
That's Harold Feld from Public Knowledge, and I'm suddenly wistful for rotary dial phones. IBM has banned the use of Apple's voice-controlled personal assistant Siri from the company's campus. Joining me to talk about that is Siri. Siri, what is IBM's problem with you?
Let me check that for you. I don't know that. Would you like to search the web for it?
No, it's okay. I know it. The company is worried the questions asked by IBM workers will get sent to Apple somehow and Apple could steal all IBM's secrets. Siri, do you send all my questions to Apple?
To whom shall I send this message?
Well,
it says,
okay.
My questions to Apple.
No, that's you're missing the point.
I need a contact name.
I'm not getting
phone number
no.
or email address.
Stop it. Okay, well, it turns out you do, and Apple won't say what it does with that information. Siri, are you helping Apple spy on people?
I found 12 places matching Apple. 11 of them are fairly close to you.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Well, look, hey, this interview is over. Siri, goodbye.
See you later.
Yeah, right. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.